It's time for the local beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Of course, this is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers right here in Elyria on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. And we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, I imagine you still got to be recovering from the election season there, so things remain busy for you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to get past all that and insomnia and occasional insomnia and just a very busy week.
Oh, yes. Very busy indeed. No doubt about it. And excellent coverage from you and everybody else over at the Chronicle Telegram. Another job well done. No doubt about it. And I kind of want to start there with election season, Dave, and go back to a write-up you had in the Chronicle about the commissioners-elect, David Moore, Michelle Hung. They were kind of talking about their win in the election, among some other things. In your mind, Dave, if there were any big takeaways from what they were saying afterwards, what would it be?
Well, I think that basically it turned into a celebration for the Moore and Hung families and their and their extended families. That was a big thing about what they said a couple just a couple days after the election, put them in two of the top positions in elected politics in Lorain County. It's also kind of a red takeover of the red being the typically the color of the Republican Party,
right,
not a red communist takeover. I don't want that to get mistaken, but since Moore first left office after serving 4 years from 2001 to 2005, there's only been one other elected Republican commissioner. That was Tom Williams in 2010, and then he was only a one-term commissioner. As he lost a race to sitting commissioner Matt Lundy in 2014. So it's the first time, possibly since World War II, that there have been two Republican commissioners on the three-person board of commissioners in Lorain County. And both David Moore and Michelle Hung said that they felt that was historic. They said they're planning to meet up soon and talk about their transition into office. They said they want to do a lot of listening to elected officials, to members of the public, township trustees, mayors of the villages, in southern Lorain County, many of which the townships and the villages went for the Republican candidate.
Dave, what do you think the reason for that is? I know you kind of hinted to a couple of things that they had gotten into there as far as what they plan to do, but like you said, this is kind of a unprecedented thing. Not completely unprecedented, but it's been a long time since we've had two Republican commissioners. Did they really get into any kind of specific changes that they were looking to make, or is that something we'll just kind of find out in time?
Well, I think one of the campaign promises that both Mr. Moore and Ms. Hung ran on was the creation of a county human resources department, basically a department that could manage county the many hundreds of county employees, give them an opportunity to have a kind of a defense between their elected officials and between appointed officials, and kind of a barrier there where employees could bring up concerns that they had, and then those could get taken care of. That was one of the promises. They did not want to go, or would not speak on the record, or off the record for that matter, about what they plan to do with the quarter percent sales tax that was passed in December of 2016 by an all Democratic Board of Commissioners. They basically decided didn't commit to repealing it or keeping it. They had talked about that during the campaign and kind of, cast aspersions on Commissioner Lori Kakoski, who famously changed her vote sort of at the last minute and then voted for the income tax after voters had said they didn't want it. So there's some things like that. They both said they were looking forward to working with a new prosecutor, a Democrat, J.D. Tomlinson. And they both kind of seemed like they were raring to go.
Something to definitely keep an eye on moving forward here post-election, no doubt about it. Dave, another thing I wanted to get into here with you, another article from you actually there in the Chronicle, talking about the closure and sale of the Days Inn here in Elyria. I mean, you see stories about hotels, unfortunately, like this from time to time. But how did they get to this point, Dave?
Well, this kind of has been a long time coming. And basically, back in... back in sort of the earlier fall, and then even, well, actually as far back as in the summer, Judge Chris Cook had imposed a 90-day injunction on the hotel because Elyria police had been called out there in the span of 18 months about almost 700 times.
Wow.
Now, there were some real concerns about criminal activity, drug activity, overdoses, a shooting on New Year's Day of 2020. All sorts of different things have been happening at the Days Inn, which is up there at 1825 Lorraine Boulevard. You know, the hotel's been there for a long, long time, but there were concerns that ownership wasn't doing enough to prevent people from kind of coming and going as they please. There was some concern about illegal sex work that was going on up there, typically what you know what might be called, you know, prostitution, mm-hmm. Felony drug violations, that kind of thing. So basically, the judge then issued a permanent injunction saying the Days Inn will be closed for 1 year from the date of his order, and then it must be sold at auction as is to a bidder, and then we'll see where it kind of goes from there. Now, the attorney and also, you know, managers at the hotel were very concerned about that because they thought they would have another option to have their day in court. And Sean Desai, who's a Michigan-based attorney that I spoke with, he said he felt like it was a bit of a setback for that area of the city with all the problems that Midway Mall has been going through, with portions of Midway Mall and other, you know, being sold and other portions being held onto by developers who haven't really developed anything there. You know, there's all sorts of issues that are going on around the hotel. And now basically we're going to see it under new ownership at some point. Don't know what that's going to look like. We don't know who's going to bid, if anyone bids, and we'll have to see if this ends up, getting appealed to a higher court, which is entirely possible.
Yeah, that'll certainly be interesting to see what happens there with the hotel. Like I said there prior to posing that question too, you see that kind of story with those hotels from time to time, and it's unfortunate to see them turn into, you know, basically a bit of a mess, for a lack of a better term. But we'll certainly be interesting to see what happens there. Dave, any stories from you or any of your colleagues that are extremely noteworthy upcoming in the Chronicle-Telegram this week that we should keep an eye out for?
Well, I would keep posted in this morning's Chronicle. You'll have a story about the sentencing of Jacquez Ross, who was convicted of a double murder back in a double murder that happened back in January of 2016, and he just recently was convicted on those charges. Will not face the death penalty, as had been possible up until basically very early this week on Monday. It was noted that he will not face the death penalty, and so. You'll learn more about his sentencing hearing, which I attended, on Tuesday afternoon, and as well as an update on the Gibson's Bakery versus Oberlin College court case.
Oh,
that has now gotten in front of an appeals court panel down there in Akron, and there will be more on that in today's Chronicle Telegram.
All right. Well, a number of different things to keep an eye out for. Make sure you pick up a copy of today's Chronicle Telegram. Read up on all of the latest. Dave, we can close on this. My favorite segment of the week, my man. What do you have for us in the way of Scanner Stories?
well, folks out there in Radio Land, Dateline Parma Heights, unnamed man has been having some beers tonight. He's a little upset that, and I quote, "You people in the socialist government stole $6,000 from me on unemployment," unquote. per the police officer or dispatcher who was reporting this, he does not need us tonight. He's been advised to call unemployment in the morning when he sobers up.
Oh, boy. Somebody come get their drunk uncle. Somebody needs to come pick him up. Oh, boy. Dave, thank you as always for the insight, and thank you again for the Scanner Story. Always a blast to talk with you, man. Look forward to catching up again next week.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Rocco. We'll see you then.